This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
All right. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Brock Lurie. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's also a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends. Check that out. And if you want to call in, 855-732-5563. Got to get some volume here. Is there any possibility there? Yeah, that'd be cool. All right. A little bit better. A little bit more. There you go. All right, so today we're going to be talking a little bit about Tiananmen Square. Now, this is, of course, today the anniversary, the 30th year anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Very shocking stuff. If you remember where you were at the time, I remember where I was. I was studying for the bar among a lot of other classmates who were studying for the bar. And along comes this news, and it was horrific. It was, I mean, we just couldn't believe the brutality. I think it was the first time we saw, in a televised fashion, such brutality, so blatant and so naked in front of us. The average age, I think, of the students that were watching this were, I don't know, 24 to 26 or so. And it was really quite shocking. I was very disturbed by the whole thing. But, you know, it's interesting to talk to... If you were to hear from Joe Biden, there are many clips now recently where he's talking about how China's no big deal, right? We don't have to worry about trade with them, the tariffs and everything else. What's the big whoop? Well, there is a big whoop, as it turns out, but not according to Joe Biden. He perceives us to be, the Americans, you know, that they can't possibly compete with us. And I think, in a sense, he's right, but Joe Biden never wonders why that's the case. Is it because we have just a certain amount of American mojo in our DNA? Or is there something about, I don't know, capitalism that makes America what it is? I suggest that it's the latter. Capitalism is what makes America what it is. It's not just the fact that we've got a lot of really great guys here who have a lot of great ideas. No, having great ideas means nothing. A lot of people have great ideas in Europe and in China and North Korea, for that matter. But for some reason, they can't get their great ideas executed. Instead, their people get executed, as it were. Right? So it's interesting that Joe Biden doesn't seem to understand this basic principle. But you'll hear him out on the stump right now, since he's running for president, talking about how much he perceives that Trump has wrongly overinflated this notion of China. It's a big manufactured crisis. This is a phrase you hear a lot from the left now, right? So that's his deal. And the funny thing is, you know, to dismiss them out of hand like this is really not regarding history and the way things are working and how we're being manipulated from an economic point of view. I for one, like Trump's tariff plan against China. We'll talk about the Mexico issue in a moment. But as concerns China, I think he's spot on. Look, I have a radio show on Sundays on KRLA. Many of you hear me in Los Angeles. And I've spoken about this issue quite a bit. Tariffs are like war. Okay? It's true to say that tariffs are destructive if the purpose of them is to only protect. Yes. Then you can talk to me about the Smoot-Hartley Act And you'd be right to say, look, that helped lead to the depression. Never mind what actually perpetuated the depression. That's another story. But the reality is that sometimes you have to impose tariffs when the other side, another country, is essentially imposing tariffs upon you. Who started this tariff war? Who? Not us. Right? So we're merely reacting to what China has been doing. So it's a little bit like the bully who punches you in the face, and then you say, and you get geared up to go punch the bully back. And then the only thing they see is you punching back on the bully, and they'll say, fighting never resolved anything. Well, yes, it does. You know, you got to stop them from fighting you. Anyway, it's quite insane, the arguments that we're hearing. The other part of this that is really fascinating to me is how people have this, they seem to think that China is of no concern whatsoever. They're good guys. You know who thinks that? Joe Biden. And I know it sounds like I'm picking on Joe Biden, but all the Democrat presidential candidates now are saying China's, they're good people, no problem. I would reverse the tariffs. We'd get into great, we'd get embedded together and everything is great. The problem is they're not good guys. You know how I know? Because Tiananmen Square. Okay, how about that as an example? They also have concentration camps for Muslims, where they're simply just torturing them and killing them. I mean, it's happening in today's age, my friends. That's what concerns me so much. And the fact that we can't realize evil and good is, at least from the Democrat side, this is emblematic of that, my friends. They can't understand that China is an evil enterprise, that the former Soviet Union was an evil enterprise. That is all you need to know. Because China just sweeps everything under the rug, and they'll say, what are you talking about? There's nothing wrong here. And then they expect you to play along. I'm concerned that people would even entertain this. But we have them entertaining it. So China, my friends, is emblematic of how the left fails to even acknowledge the difference between good and evil. You even ask most of your lefty friends, tell me what's evil. Tell me. Is there a country out there that's evil? And they'll kind of look at you with this perplexed look, because they're ready to say that Trump is evil, that's for sure. They're ready to say that Republicans are evil, that's for sure too. But as far as countries are concerned, they have no idea. Oh, other than America and Israel, of course. Those are both evil countries. All right, we're going to get back in a little while. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Call us if you need to, 855-732-5563. We'll talk about these topics, atheism, and a lot of other issues.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
All right. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Burak Lurie. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anytime, anywhere. Very exciting. All right, we were talking about Tiananmen Square and about how the left just is unable to recognize good and evil. This is one of the things that I've noted in my book, Atheism Kills, which came out, I don't know, about a year and a half ago. And it was very, very popular on this one issue in particular, and the failure to recognize the distinction between good and evil, in addition to the distinctions about so many other things, such as shame and honor, male and female, parent and child, teacher and student, and so on and so on. It's a blurring of distinctions that, sadly, the left seems to embrace. The more of a blurring of distinctions that they can engage in, the better. That's their world view. And it's highly destructive. But it's also very associated with atheism. When you don't have a world with God, There is no reason to distinguish between good and evil, right? I mean, because if there's no God, then there's no evil, there's no good, everything's relative. Who are you to say, Cody, what is evil, right? Right? What would you know? And don't impose your morality upon me, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so this is why what we're seeing now on the left. It's coming full circle. Not even full circle, it's going all the way. We now see that the left has no interest in understanding the distinction between good and evil. And if you want a proof of that, ask your lefty friends. Do you believe that there's a distinction between good and evil? And just watch. And all they can say at best is, oh, yeah, well, I think Trump is evil. I think America's evil. I think Israel's evil. In other words, all the good things are evil. But Saudi Arabia, North Korea, Syria, China, and so forth, those are good guys. You know, even Joe Biden is saying those are good guys. So you file this under hashtag go figure. Okay, but I know the reason why. It's because the Democrat Party has become an increasingly godless party. Starting in 2012, in fact, it's probably much earlier than that, but it became more brazenly obvious in their 2012 Democrat National Conventions. And you'll recall that they had this resolution that they wanted to have a voice vote about whether or not to put the word God into the platform of the Democrat platform. Okay, in other words, to say that God-given rights, something like that. And so they presented that. And what's his name? Villaraigosa, the guy who was actually hosting the whole thing, thought that they would all be clapping for God in the platform. So much to his embarrassment, and I was embarrassed for him, mostly people said no. They booed the idea of God. Booing God, that's what we do here at the Democrat Party. We know how to boo God, and we boo God well. Anyway, so that's what they did. And you could see that the palpable surprise in his face, poor guy, didn't know what to do with it. And he again tried to say, well, let's try this. Try it again. And, of course, it was the same. You know, greater sound of boos than there were of claps. And so he just kind of forced it down their throats anyway. So, and good for him, actually, Villaraigosa. I mean, he's one of the innocent victims of the Democrat Party. Then you also have him doing the same, something similar with Israel, right? That Jerusalem should be the capital, the recognized capital of Israel. Well, everyone booed that one, too. And, of course, there were some claps for it, Jerusalem being the capital, sure. But it was clear that the boos outweighed the claps. My Democrat friends, this is what your party does. This is the essence of your party now. They are seeking to destroy the distinction between good and evil. And, look, I always say I have a law firm. It's Lurie & Seltzer. We, you know, do litigation and such. But we hire a lot of people. And I don't care what size you are, what you have between your legs. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your belief system. You could be a liberal. You could be a Democrat. You could be a Mormon, Jew, Muslim for that matter. I don't care, right? I mean, that's how diverse we are. But there's one thing I cannot tolerate. Somebody who's actively anti-Israel. It's one thing if they don't know about Israel. That's fine. Or they have questions about Israel, that's fine too. But when they are working to undermine Israel and don't understand the goodness of Israel, that's when I say, okay, we can't work together. Why? Because it shows to me very clearly they don't have a moral compass. That's the problem. So, unfortunately, many on the left are exactly this way, aren't they? I mean, they have no sense of moral compass when it comes to Israel. So, ask them about Israel. Anytime, my Democrat friends out there, my liberal friends out there, just ask them about Israel. Now, try to ask your friends who are not necessarily Jewish, because there are many Jews, of course, who support Israel, and that's good. And they may be Democrats. Fine. But if they're not Jewish, and they're, you know, where, just ask them where they stand on Israel, and you'll see, you know, very interesting answers. It's frankly, I think, terrifying answers what's going on. So we're learning a lot about which party wants to recognize evil and which party does not. All right. So Atheism Kills, by the way, check this out, because it's so emblematic of what I'm saying in that book. The highly destructive force of atheism, I say that this is the greatest source of evil going on. If you can get people to focus on a God-centered world, and I'm talking about the Judeo-Christian version of God, life will be very, very good. But instead, we're getting more and more people who are nuns, N-O-N-E-S, meaning they have no faith whatsoever, and that's the latest thing. It's very strange. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up with the new investigation on the probe about the Russia probe. I might have to take that on the flip side after the commercial break, but you really got to focus on this because this is going to be huge coming out, and I want to focus on this for the rest of the next break. But it's coming out, I think, in a couple of days. We know that Attorney General Barr now has the report. He's sitting on it. And my friends, I can tell you, it's going to be explosive. Watch for this report showing how the Obama administration, how Hillary Clinton, how so many in that party were working to sabotage this country, our whole election, and undermine the Constitution itself. Everything that they claimed that we were doing, that we are doing in terms of violating the Constitution, acting like a fascist state or whatever, it's all pure projection. It's what they're doing. Whatever they're accusing of, that's what they're doing. And just wait and see what's going to be happening very, very soon. All right, my friends, don't go away. We're going to be right back, and you'll have a lot of fun. Call us at 855-732-5563.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in eastern Oklahoma surveying some of the storm damage that state has endured.
I just want to say how grateful we are. For all the members of the law enforcement community, all of the first responders who've been working 24/7 through all of these tremendous storms and challenges. Our hearts grieve for the loss of life.
President Trump declared a major disaster in three Oklahoma counties that were devastated by floods, tornadoes, and other severe storms. Speaking at a press conference in the UK, President Trump says it's pretty likely that the U.S. will impose tariffs on Mexico.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly. And I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
The president says Mexico is failing to stop the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
All right. I'm your My friends, welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Welcome back, rather. And I'm your host, Barack Lurie, guest hosting. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. You'll love it. All right. We are talking about how the left fails to see evil. It's fascinating stuff. It's so important. I love to understand clarity and the distinctions. Dennis Prager talks about clarity a lot. I like to just kind of get succinct to the point. And one of my challenges that I always will make, and it's a fun one for everyone to present to their lefty friends. Here it is. Name me one liberal policy that conservatives have opposed that has worked. Just one. And by the way, if you do, I will vote Democrat for the rest of my life. And I will vote for every proposition the way you want me to vote for that proposition for the rest of my life. How about that? You know where I came up with this one? I had a friend who seemed to think the Democrats are great. And I said, you know, and he said specifically, Democrat policies have been fantastic. And I thought and I thought and I thought, you know, I don't think I can think of a single one. Can you tell me a single one that's worked? And he was unable to come up with one. He threw out the New Deal. He thought that was great. And I said, you know, that was extremely destructive to the nation, actually perpetuated the Depression. I mean, if you actually know your history. And then he said the Social Security thing, which you can always expect that to be the next answer. Well, wait a minute. That's a Ponzi scheme. So the fact that a program still exists doesn't mean that it's good, right? I mean, your drunk uncle who's still living in the basement, you know, he still exists. It doesn't mean that he's a good person. And then they throw out Medicare, which is the same thing. It's a Ponzi scheme. So it's not self-sustaining as it was designed to be, and it's certainly not a good system by any stretch. So the fact that the government is handing out goodies at the expense of other people doesn't necessarily mean that it's working. So I presented this, and I said, you know what? You show me one Democrat policy that conservatives, again, have opposed that has worked, and then I'll vote Democrat, blah, blah, blah. And I said, not only that, but I'll do you one better. You don't have to think of that now. You can come back to me in 5 minutes. No, no, no. You can come back to me in 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months. You can come back anytime you freaking like. All right? And you tell me that. And they still have not come back. And I reimpose this challenge to them, and they still can't give me anything other than Social Security. Now, let's say Social Security... Let's say just for the sake of discussion that it worked. somehow that it was a great program. Okay? So you're going to vote Democrat because that one program worked. 99.9% of everything else fails, but because that one works, good for you. Right? Very strange. So I like what works. That's what I do. I'm a litigator. I go to court. I know that if I'm going to win a case, I have to present evidence and I have to be convincing. And it's not about pounding the fist on the table. People think that's what the law is. It's not. It's very fact-driven. It's about applying the law to those facts and then saying, look, we think we should win. And people just don't have that sense when they think about their own political party. But shouldn't they? Right? I mean, Cody, don't you think? I mean, it's pretty basic. If you're going to be so passionate about your party, at the very least, you should be able to be proud about something that they've done. I mean, I don't get it. It's like the gay pride thing. Okay, why don't they use pride? What's the point? I don't get it. I mean, do I go around with the, you know, Jew pride? You know, I'm Jewish. You can say Jew, by the way. It's a perfectly legitimate word. Do I say Jewish pride? You know, what's going on with this? Right? So you have to ask yourself, what have you done? What have your people done, so to speak? So I asked the Democrats, what has your party done? I mean, other than destroy cities right and left, killed more babies than you can possibly imagine. It's an utter genocide. Other than destroying women's rights, putting the black family and destroying it. Right? Other than that, what good? I mean, it's not good, of course, but I'm saying, you know, what have they done? Are you going to say that this is a good thing? Just name me anything. I mean, I just want to know one good thing that they've done. How about that? Not even something that the conservatives oppose. Just tell me one good thing. The war on poverty, Mr. Lurie. No, that was highly destructive too. I don't get it, guys. I just don't. Focus on what works, not just what feels good, and then you'll be on the road to conservatism, and we'll embrace you there. I think we have a caller. No, okay. Yeah, he cut off. Wow. All right. I like to take callers whenever I can. All right. So we've got this issue of the liberal policies and everything else, and I like talking about that all day long. But, you know, and no liberal policy has ever worked. That's a key thing to remember. All right. There's a story of Scott Peterson. Do you remember this guy? He's the guard. I think it was in the Florida shooting. It was terrible. And he was a coward. He failed to go into the action when he was supposed to stop this perpetrator, and he did nothing. And so Scott Peterson is now being held criminally for child neglect and a bunch of other things. Okay, but mostly child neglect. Okay, so as my producer, Ari David, once mentioned, I thought it was a beautiful point, which is, aren't they admitting that guns are good, right? I mean, if they said, they're saying essentially, you failed in your duties to protect these people, well, how would he protect them other than with a gun? So presumably you agree guns are necessary to stop bad guys. I thought it was a brilliant point. I wish I thought, that's what pisses me off about it. I didn't think about that point. How about that? All right. And so, but this is on the heels of like two other Scott Petersons. There's another Scott Peterson, he many, many moons ago, who killed his wife because, I don't know what, he's just some sort, he was a crazy guy. And that became a very famous story as well. So I'm going to guess that people who have the last name Peterson are not going to be naming their children Scott for quite a while, right? Maybe 100 years from now. But it's not quite like Adolf Hitler, but Scott Peterson, I strongly urge you to rethink naming your boys Scott. All right. Very good. All right. Now, I told you before that we're going to talk about this new investigation, probing the Russian probe itself. All right. So we've got so many things coming out now. Attorney General Barr now has the report, the uncovering of the investigation. It's fascinating stuff. There's no doubt in my mind that people are going down when it comes to the Democrat Party, especially the Obama administration, especially Hillary Clinton within the Obama administration and the Secretary of State and many others, John Brennan and all those bad boys. And the reason why they're going down is because they believed so strongly in what they were doing. Now, you can say that. That's one thing, that they believed so strongly that Trump should not be president, that they felt it was okay to destroy the Constitution in order to save it. No doubt that that's what they believed. But it's more deep than that, my friends. I think that there's another reason going on here. I think they felt entitled that, gosh, they've been getting away with everything so much that no one's the wiser. It reminds me of the City of Bell. Do you remember this? Anybody? Yeah, Cody? Tammy? About how, yeah, the City of Bell, they were just robbing the till blind. It was a small town in California. They're just taking money. And the reason why they were taking money is because, well, that's what everyone does. You know, you're a sucker if you don't take the money, right? Until one day they were caught and they all looked at each other like, yeah, I guess that was wrong. They had no, that's what the Democrat Party is today. They engage in all this nefarious conduct and no one stops to say, you know what, this might be criminal. And I think if they were to say that, everyone would start laughing at him. Come on, Bob. This is the way it's done. You want to get things done here in Washington in the Democratic Party? This is what you do. Anyway, I think it's fun to see it as it is. The Democrat Party felt very, very entitled. They could do with you, the American people, as they pleased. In that way, they are just like our friend Weinstein from the Me Too movement, right? Yeah, Cody saw that coming. It's true. Right? It's the Me Too movement all over again. You know, we're uncovering all this very inappropriate touching, so to speak, but it involves all the American people, not just certain select women who were victimized by Harvey Weinstein and others like him. No. We're now discovering a whole culture within the Democratic Party that was extremely abusive and, frankly, criminal. And, yes, even treasonous. Fascinating stuff. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 855-732-5563.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. free, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Barack Lurie. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. It's pretty cool stuff. I love this. I listen to myself. It's quite fun. Joe is fantastic. I love his analysis. He's always thoughtful. It is such an honor to be serving as his host, his guest host today. It's really a privilege. It's a lot of fun. All right, so we were talking before about the left and the right, and it's so much fun. It's interesting to see how people think that socialism is a good thing. It's as if someone erased from their mind, you know, all this history and decided, look at how wonderful socialism is. It's like that commercial that we saw a long time, you know, I think it was in Saturday Night Live. Hey, you're Tony Randall. Do you remember this one? Where, in Mr. Short-Term Memory, right? So Tom Hanks, who's the guest host for Saturday Night Live, and he sees Tony Randall coming in, and he goes, hey, you're Tony Randall. And then they talk a little bit. And then 5 seconds later, he says, hey, you're Tony Randall. Right? So that's the skit, basically. And it's very funny, and only Tom Hanks can pull it off, of course. But that's the way I feel about our Democrat friends. Like, hey, socialism is great. They do it over and over again. And we keep on showing them how horrific socialism is. That it's ultimately destructive. It has to be destructive. As Margaret Thatcher famously said, the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And she was right. Of course she's right. This is what's happening in Venezuela as we speak. And yet, even with Venezuela, people, you point it out to them, they'll say, well, that's not the kind of socialism I'm talking about. Well, what kind of socialism are you talking about? I'm talking about the pretty, lovely kind where everyone is dancing in the streets and everyone's sharing in the work and sharing in the profits of their labors. Well, yeah, but that's what they were thinking about doing in Venezuela. That's what they're thinking about doing in Cuba. And that's what they're thinking about doing in China. Do you want to go there? Yeah, please, by all means, be my guest. They have no idea. It's just unbelievable how they think, notwithstanding the enormous amount of evidence surrounding them, that somehow socialism would be a good thing. But and who discovered that? our friend, Mr. Hickenlooper, a presidential candidate for president. And anyway, so we've got a video clip for that. He tried to push the whole notion that, hey, listen, guys, we know that socialism is bad, so let's move forward. And he wanted to distinguish, to make sure that those crazy conservatives didn't just caricaturize the Democrats as socialist-loving idiots. And he was surprised. Go ahead.
But let me be clear. If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big, aggressive goals, socialism is not the answer.
It does not stop. These guys, there's not a single person clapping along with them. I mean, at least at the DNC, there were some people clapping, for God, for Jerusalem. But this guy, it's 2019. What a difference 7 years makes, right? Anyway, I mean, it's breathtaking to hear this guy speak. And I got to give him kudos that he kept on going and tried to convince the crowd. But no doubt he went in thinking to himself, I'm going to clarify that the Democrats are not those moronic socialists that the Republicans would portray us as, right? And much to his chagrin and surprise, they were the socialists that the conservatives portray them as. Oh, man, it was breathtaking. But at the same time, it's not surprising. I think what's happening in the Democrat Party is that the old guard of the president of the Democrat Party is becoming increasingly surprised by what's happening from the younger ranks. They really have no idea what's going on, and they don't realize that their own policies have created and fostered a younger generation which sees leftism and socialism and, yes, even communism as somehow a good thing. And then when they created these monsters, then they're so surprised that these monsters are saying that they love communism and socialism. Really, it's breathtaking. So, you're going to hear that word a lot today, breathtaking. isn't it? Right? It's plain and simple. A new study came out, I think it was from Pew Research, that also, and this is very related, they asked what, among the Democrats, which presidential candidate they preferred based upon the person's religion. So in other words, if you're a Catholic, which candidate are you more likely to vote for, right? If you're a Protestant and so on, and then Mormon and Jewish and atheist as well. So atheist was lumped in there. And so the atheist, the greatest proportion of what they preferred, what do you think it would be, Cody?
Preferred for what exactly?
Which presidential Democrat presidential candidate would they prefer? An atheist. If the atheist himself is a Democrat.
Atheist voting. My guess would be Muslim. That'd be my guess. I'll throw it out there because they seem to know too much about the other religions and they have problems with them.
No. I'm asking what presidential candidate do you think the atheist prefers?
Atheist would prefer Bernie Sanders.
Yes. Yes. Exactly right. It's 100% right. And to me, I mean, it was sent to me by an atheist liberal friend of mine, right? So I said, well, that's not a surprise. You know, and he said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, socialism and atheism go hand in hand. An atheist, generally speaking, loves socialism. There are very few atheists, by the way, that love pure capitalism or American capitalism. You know why? Because capitalism requires, good capitalism requires God in the picture. Remember that the founding fathers said over and over again, the only way that this works is if we focus on God as the center of our capitalist approach. Otherwise, the whole thing falls apart. There's no system that will work without God either. But nevertheless, that's the way it is. So they don't like it. But socialism, you see, because atheists don't really trust people. At the end of the day, they don't. I know you atheists out there who happen to be listening are saying, what are you talking about? I'm a good person. I don't rob anybody. I don't, you know, rape anybody. I don't kill anybody. I'm a good guy. So what are you saying, Mr. Lurie? And I said, what I'm saying is, you may be a good person, but your belief system is awful. So, I mean, it's like saying, I'm a communist, but I'm a good person. Okay, well, it doesn't mean the communism itself is a good person. Do you understand the distinction about that, my friends? That was, by the way, that was the number one complaint from atheists about my book title, my book generally speaking, which they summarily dismissed, that atheism kills, right? That was the title. And they said, well, that's crazy. Mr. Lurie thinks that atheists, you know, are all killers, and I'm not a killer. I'm an atheist. Like, okay, did you read the title carefully, my friend? It's just two words. I didn't ask a lot. It's a big capital letters. Anyway. But no surprise that atheists love socialism, because socialism basically tries to impose everything upon, it tries to imagine every possible law and then impose it upon everybody else as the right thing. So that's the way it is. Man is God all of a sudden when you're an atheist. I think we have a caller. Let's take him on. He wants to talk about this issue. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Barack.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Hey, Ari, how are you? All right, go ahead.
Good. Well, atheism does kill. Atheism murders. Atheism slaughters. Atheism destroys. Aren't those the next four or five books you're going to write?
Yes. Actually, I got it's Atheism Kills was the first of a three-part series. The second one coming up is Atheism Destroys, which will be coming out probably next year. And then the last one is provisionally titled Atheism Steals. There's all sorts of different reasons why I call them the way they are. Now, it's interesting. You're not an atheist, I take it, right?
No.
All right. What is your faith, my friend?
I'm Jewish.
All right. Tell me, by the way.
And I'm not one of them spiritual Tikkun Olam Jews either. I believe in the big guy.
That
is social justice, spirituality
right.
stuff.
Right. So tell me, okay, so this is actually a good time to talk about this. And I'm glad he brought it up because many people, our Christian friends, our conservative Christian friends, will wonder why it is that Jews as a block vote so strongly in the liberal camp. And I have an answer for that. But you're clearly not a liberal, is that right?
No.
All right. I like this guy. One word answers. It's the best. It's the best. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
What more is there to discuss? Are you liberal? No. Yeah. you don't need one of these. Well, you know, sometimes I identify as, depending on what bathroom I'm using that day, whether I'm standing or sitting, and, you know.
All right. Truly, his is a dizzying intellect. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back.